Celery.
Rhubarb.
Rhubarb? What's it like?
Same as celery, only it's blood clot.
Well, I think I'd better not take any. I've never tried it before, and if it weren't safe, I wouldn't know the difference. Yes, I knew there was something else. Mr. Harold, he's having trouble with his liver. What's good to put on one's liver?
Bacon.
Well, I'll take some of that.
You get it for yourself.
Yes, yes. About how much do you want, Miss Dewbride?
Well, no. I have in the cellar. By the yard? The same as crab?
Why, no, ma'am. You know, but a slice. You see, bacon comes off a hog.
Sliced off a hog?
Yeah.
Oh, how painful. Well, I'll take four slices.
Yes, ma'am.
And, Mr. Winterbottom, do those glasses you wear magnify?
Well, yes, yes, and they magnify a mite.
Well, would you mind taking them off while you're slicing the bacon?
Say, how's your husband these days, Miss Newbride?
Oh, dear. I'm so worried about him. I just don't know, but I think he's going crazy. You know, he took all of our savings out of the bank for his campaign fund. And now every night he goes out with Mr. Vestra, feeding cats.
Feeding cats?
Yes. Why, yesterday, last night, he didn't come home until 2 o'clock. And he told me that all he did all evening was feed the kitties. It cost him over $30.
Oh, well, now, Miss Newbride, don't take on that away. Everything will turn out all right.
That may well. Yeah. Maybe he'll be elected mayor.
Oh, I don't want him to be elected mayor. He's got enough money as it is. He can't afford to spend him anymore, being mayor.
And how do you mean, Mrs. Newbride, spending money being mayor?
Well, you know the old saying, money makes the mayor go. Harold already spent over $700 out of the 1,000 he's spent.
$700?
Well, explosion. But what did he spend it for, Miss Newbride? What did he do with it?
Well, he's given most of it to Mr. Vestra for their campaign expenses. Mr. Vestra, will you do something for me?
Why, of course you will, Miss Newbride. Then what is it you want me to do?
Stop, Miss Harold. If you can persuade him to give up his politics. He won't listen to me. He won't listen to anyone except the Calvers. And if he keeps on, we'll just be ruined.
Well, now, me and Ab will have a talk with him, won't we, Ab?
Yeah.
Yes, the very next time we see him, we will. Now, here's your bacon. You just stop rallying now and leave everything to me and Ab.
Thank you.
It's all right.
Thank you ever so much.
It's all right.
Charge the bacon, please.
Goodbye, Miss Newbride. Daniel Gibb, there's something funny about all this.
How do you mean, funny about what?
About Vestry asking Harry Newbride to put up $700 for campaign funds. Mr. Carson at the bank told me that Vestry raised damn near $1,000 for campaign expenses from the merchants around town.
Yeah, and bullied them out of it.
Yes. Well, $1,000 and $700 is just about $1,700 Vestry's collected. As far as I can see, he ain't spent a nickel on it. Lem Butler was saying over the post office that, gosh, I plain forgot that there letter.
Well, what letter?
Why, the letter I got the post office. Put it in the pocket and go in here.
Who are you from?
Well, just a second while I open it here. Wait here. Oh, it's from the Dallas Pie Company.
About that diamond shoe, I suppose.
Yes, please. Yes. Well, I'll be done.
And what do they say now?
Well, I'd say to send the suit back to him. After they tell us to keep the suit for present, they turn right around and ask us to give it back. A bunch of darned Indian givers.
They're going to take that diamond suit away from us and give it to the Indians?
No, they ain't going to give it to the Indians. They're going to sell it.
Oh, sell it to the Indians.
No, they ain't going to sell it to the Indians either.
Well, then, what's the Indians got to do with it?
Oh, they ain't got nothing to do with it. Nothing at all. They don't come in here at all.
What's saying?
I say the Indians don't come in.
What do they do, wait outside?
Certainly they wait, but... No, they don't wait outside. The Indians...
Then, where do they wait?
They don't wait nowhere. Well, you're getting all mixed up again, Ed. Well, when I said the General Supply Company was a bunch of Indian givers, I just call them names, because that's what the Indians do.
The Indians call the General Supply Company names?
No, the Indians don't call the General Supply Company names.
You said they did.
I didn't. I didn't mean that. I meant when the Indians give you something, they always want it back.
Well, the Indians didn't give us a dime or so, did they?
No, of course not.
Well, then what you worrying about the Indians wanting it back for?
Even if
the Indians do want it, they ain't going to get it. Because I shipped it to Hortense Westenheimer yesterday.
Well, I hope you shipped it right. Hortense wants to wear that suit and she goes in up there swimming and diving contest.
No, I shipped it right. Sent it right where she told me to send it, to the Richmore Hotel up at the... Oh, say, look, here comes the counter.
Yes, I see. Wonder what she's collecting donations for now. Every time she comes in here, she's got something or other she wants money for.
Yeah, I wonder what becomes of all that money she's collected for the young people's club.
Yeah.
Don't see her starting the club right there.
No, wait a few hours when she comes in.
Yes. And how is going to share every money?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
You are looking to the other picture of her? Every day it sees you grow younger.
Yeah, so.
Oh, your Ed is very shy and diffident when there are other presents. But on that day when he and I were here in the store alone, oh, la la, I have not forgotten what you said that day. And I still have your little note, too.
What note is that, Ed?
There was a copy of that Dan Code message.
Oui, it was in code, but I could read it.
Say, now that the summer's over, you giving up your place here, Countess?
Oh, you could know. Come, Santa, it is so charming, and I have decided to make my permanent residence here. But perhaps, after the election, I shall go back to France for a while, just for the voyage. Have you ever been to see you, Mon dear Herb?
Been to see what?
I mean, been away to sea, the water.
Yes, I've been away to see the water.
No, I don't have to go away to see water. There's plenty of water right here in front of center.
I mean, have you been aboard a ship? Oh, you would like it. The music and the dancing and the discourse and the wonderful meals.
Yeah, I've been on a ship once. Had 6 meals a day.
6 meals a day?
Yeah. 3 going down, 3 coming up.
Oh, it was too bad my yaw was ill.
They had a dad during the storm, too. The captain hollered all hands on deck.
Oh, but that is nothing.
It ain't, huh? Well, I put my hands on deck, and then some doggone fool stepped on.
Is your regular home in France, Countess?
Oh, one of them. I have a number of homes. A townhouse in Paris, a villa in Italy, and the chateau in the Pyrenees Mountains.
Mm.
Oh, mon dieu, you would like that chateau. It is way up upon a high peak, and you can look down and see the eagles soar in the air and shoot at them.
See the eagles do what?
Soar. See them soar.
Well, what makes them soar?
Why,
they get soar when you shoot at them, Ed.
Oh, but no, I do not mean any eagles soar. I mean, flies.
Oh, the flies are soar.
Oh, no, the flies are not soar. Perhaps we have not better discuss the matter. What I came in to see about is whether you are going to vote for my candidates, Monsieur Newbard and Monsieur Vestre.
Well, I don't know, Countess.
Well, I ain't.
Why, Monsieur Ebb.
And I'll tell you why, too.
And why?
Harold Newbride was a nice young fella till you put the dad darn fool notion he's had to run for mayor.
But I do not understand.
Yep, sir, a nice young fella was he. Hard working and steady. And ever since you got a hold of him, he's been acting like a fool.
Oh,
he got all his money out of the bank and giving it to that vest.
Oh, but you do not know what you say. Yes, you know how I do.
You know what I'm saying. He's already given $700 to that crook vest.
Oh, you would not dare say that to his face.
I'd say it to his face.
Oh, no.
You're nothing but a dead man crook. And you better tell him to just let Harold Newbride alone.
Oh, my God.
Taking that poor boy's money away from him.
Right.
Yes, no, now listen. There's another thing. You better be careful yourself going around collecting money for a dad darn club you ain't ever aiming to go through with.
Oh, I will not stand for this.
Daisy.
I don't care whether you do or not. You get out of the store.
Oh, very well. I will go. But you will hear more from this. More sure, let me tell you. You are a couple of fools. Why, you do not know that the Civil War is over.
Well, you go on and get out of here. That darn tootin' we know the Civil War is over. We knew it 5 years ago.